have one new message, one saved message. To play your first new message, press star. Or to access the message folders menu, press 1. Message sent Tuesday, September 7th, 5:20 p.m.
I'm calling in regards to strange events that have happened at our home in Salem. My name is Mrs. Helen McElroy. I'm told you investigate unusual phenomena. I'd like to talk to you further regarding these events. Up to now, it's been a nuisance, but recent events have caused me to become quite concerned. Again, my name is Helen McElroy. My number is area code 617-362-22.
Hello?
Mojo.
Little Frida?
How you doing, Mojo?
I'm just fine. What's up?
I got a call from a Helen McElroy. It sounds like she has an imp in her midst.
What kind?
I don't think she knows.
Maybe it's just a little demon.
What's the difference?
I thought you'd know.
Well, I guess the difference is in the degree of mischief they cause.
Can you handle this for me?
So you think it's more than just a little demon?
No, no, that's not why I'm asking.
Are you sure about that?
I'm calling from Ireland.
What are you doing over there?
You know, talking to the stones.
Were they rolling?
No, not those stones. These stones are even older than Mick.
What do they have to say?
Not much. I do all the talking. Listen, Mojo, the McElroys live about 5 hours from you.
They're in Salem, Massachusetts.
Whoa.
I don't think this has anything to do with witches.
That's too bad. I like witches.
I think this is something else.
Did she move into some old house like a... with seven gables?
No, it's brand new. They built it last year.
They didn't build it on some Indian burial ground?
Not that I know of.
Did she say this imp is getting nasty?
Not exactly nasty.
Just more impish.
Well, coming from an imp like you, you ought to know.
Yeah. Okay, so will you do it?
You sure it's not a poltergeist?
Doesn't sound like that. It only comes out at night.
Children of the naive.
And it's getting bolder. In fact, they don't even want to sleep there anymore.
Sounds like they need to call Ghostbusters.
They did.
There's a real Ghostbusters?
Yeah, and they thought they'd taken care of it.
But they didn't.
Mm-mm. They had to come back.
Same thing?
Worse. It stirred up the imp even more.
Sounds like the Ghostbusters got busted.
Man, that's no house. That thing is a castle. There's even a moat. And what's that, a drawbridge? Oh, man. I know there's plenty of rich folks, and some of them are filthy rich. But by the looks of what I'm seeing, these people are so rich it's indecent. Where's my spray can? This castle needs some good ghetto graffiti.
It's a large house. We occasionally have events. We entertain friends and my husband's business associates.
Well, you don't see many castles around here.
Sean, my husband, is Scottish. His great-great-grandfather was from Scotland. I think Sean wanted to find his roots.
His roots?
Some years ago, he was inspired by a television series.
Alex Haley's roots?
Yes. He thought... well, I don't know what he thought, but it led him on a quest to trace his ancestry and eventually to build a castle.
Mm-hmm.
Now this room, the study we call the Scottish room, this is where it began.
Hmm. Is everything here, all this, it's real? Real antiques?
Yes. Most of it came from a castle in Scotland. The family had fallen on hard times. Some of the people there are so poor, they don't own refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
Sean offered to help the family.
You mean by buying everything they own?
No. We did purchase a number of books and several items of furniture. And the tapestries, of course. The grandfather clock. The fireplace. The wood paneling.
The floors.
No. Certainly not.
Life is not linear. For most people, life is a series of loops. Not just loops people leap through, but the old patterns they run through again and again. Getting involved in the wrong relationships, constantly picking the wrong person, making the same mistakes, the same old patterns repeating themselves over and over. For them, life is loopy. None of this has anything to do with our story. My real intent is to introduce myself, the narrator, and to introduce a scene that happened the day before.
Does it make noise?
It doesn't groan at night or wail in the wind, if that's what you mean.
Does it drop things?
It did. But now it throws things.
Anything sharp?
You don't mean knives? Good Lord, no. Never.
When it threw something...
Did it ever hit anyone?
No.
Was it aiming for you?
What?
I mean, does it deliberately miss you?
How am I supposed to know that?
Do you think it could hit you if it wanted to?
It doesn't throw things while we're around.
Just when you're asleep?
Yes, only at night.
Does it smell?
What?
Does it leave an odor?
I don't know.
Have you noticed any strange odors?
Strange in what way?
Well, something acrid, or rancid, or decaying.
Decaying? You mean, like what?
Dead meat.
No, never. Of course, some of the chairs, the two that are stuffed with horsehair, did not smell all that wonderful to begin with. And the tapestries were positively foul. We had them cleaned.
Were the fireplaces brought over from Scotland?
Only the one in the Scottish room.
Mm-hmm.
So, this imp rearranges things and has been known to throw things. Does it come into your bedroom?
When? At night? Heavens, no.
But it hasn't done anything really destructive.
Of course it has. It's broken things.
It hides things. There are items it's hidden that we've never found.
Can you give me an example?
My pearl earrings.
Stone floor.
Okay.
Dark oak paneling, same with the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
Two old leather chairs.
Yeah.
One fireplace.
Okay.
Three bookshelves. One table,
uh-huh.
Three tapestries,
uh-huh.
Two hardback chairs,
uh-huh.
And 1 7-foot-tall grandfather clock.
Tell me about the tapestries.
They're about 4 feet wide by about 5 feet high. I think they've been cleaned not too long ago. I can smell something chemical.
Describe them.
Well, the first one looks like a village carnival.
A lot of plump peasants cavorting, dancing, flirting. Having themselves a good barbecue.
Cool.
The second one has a hunt for a boar. They're sticking it with spears. There's dogs and horses. Pretty lively.
Yeah.
The third one has lots of flowers, trees, a stream, rabbits, foxes, birds, even a peacock. It was probably pretty colorful in its time, but now they're pretty faded.
Uh-huh.
I've been taking pictures. I'll email them. Anything else?
They have a daughter.
Where's she living?
There, in the castle.
She never told me she has a daughter.
She never told me either.
I didn't see a trace of a child nowhere.
Is she locked up in a tower?
They have a tower?
Oh, yeah. How old is she?
She's about 12 or 13.
Wait, if she didn't tell you, how did you find out?
I Googled them.
You Googled the family?
Helen McElroy comes from very old money. They're very rich.
I kind of noticed that. All the books in this room come from that castle in Scotland?
The books and the bookcases.
Hmm.
Oh, please, don't touch them.